This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show here at the lovely Fountain Blue Hotel. Just opened up in December. They have done a beautiful job here. They opened up the pool deck and we took advantage of it. Great studio audience once again today. Coming up, Mr. Vegas, Brent Musburger will join us. Cam Newton, what a great appearance last hour. We were, during the commercial break, talking about greatest seasons, let's say since 2000, quarterbacks have had in college. And we did talk about this. If you had a football Hall of Fame, you have a basketball Hall of Fame, that you can be great in college and get into the basketball Hall of Fame, or you can be just great in the NBA and get into the basketball Hall of Fame. We don't have that with, you know, you have the NFL Hall of Fame. You do have a college Hall of Fame. But if you had just a football Hall of Fame, Cam Newton would be in that football Hall of Fame. And he had one of the greatest seasons, single seasons, a quarterback has ever had. Now, you can throw in Johnny Manziel. Jaden Daniels this year, you might get an argument from a lot of people saying that's the greatest single season a quarterback has ever had. Joe Burrow had an incredible season there when they won the national title. Who else do we throw in there?
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, Manziel's in there. Jaden Daniels, Cam, who's the, was there another one that we, and Joe Burrow. Yeah, those are probably the four best seasons. That now we're talking about running and passing for Manziel. Manziel led the SEC in rushing, which is preposterous to say. It's like that guy led the SEC in rushing. And then Cam, I don't know if he led the SEC in rushing. He did have 20 rushing touchdowns. But when you look at these individual numbers, Jaden Daniels, to me, I think has had the greatest single season that a quarterback's had, certainly, you know, in the last 25 years. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels this year threw for 3,800 yards, 40 touchdowns, and four picks. That alone would probably get you the Heisman. He threw in 1,134 rushing yards and 10 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah. And oh, by the way, a 1,000-yard rushing season.
Joe Burrow, who didn't run a lot but ran okay, he threw for 60 touchdowns and six picks with 5,600 yards at LSU.
Yeah. As Marvin said, yeah, but look at the receivers he had at LSU. Why are you doing that to Joe
That's
Burrow?
That's fair.
Why are you doing that to Joe Burrow?
You have two all-pro receivers
well,
in college?
Is Joe Burrow the Brock Purdy of college football there, that he's just taking advantage of the weapons there?
No, I say all that.
Okay.
I say all that.
It's kind of what you're saying, though.
No.
It's kind of what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's just a game changer.
Okay, you know, when I remember watching Johnny Manziel, I'm going, damn, that guy makes something happen all the time. And then you realize whenever he needed somebody to bail him out, he had Mike Evans there.
6'5" Mike Evans, yeah, to jump up.
And now we know Mike Evans is going to the Hall of Fame. Johnny will never play football again and barely played football in the NFL. But Mike Evans helped save Johnny Manziel in a lot of those throws. Yes, Paul.
Manziel's freshman year at A&M, 3,700 yards passing, 26 touchdowns, only nine picks. He ran for 1,410 yards and 21 touchdowns in the and I mean, he got better as a passer. His second year, he ran a lot less. His second year was better. He was 37 touchdowns, and 13 picks. He had the ability. He had the performance.
Yeah, he just, you know, sometimes this sport comes too easy to you, and then you have to work. Like Kyler Murray, I think he was so great in high school and great in college, and then you get to the pros, and then that's when you really have to start, you know, dedicating yourself to your craft. And I think that's what he's had to learn here. It was so natural for him. I mean, look at him in high school. I don't think he lost a game. And then, you know, granted, it took him a little while to get started in college, but, you know, he's had to learn how to play, be a professional football player. And I think really his success, his career is incumbent upon what he does now from now on out. You know, does he want to be a great college or a great quarterback? Yes, Marvin.
It's like Jamarcus Russell. Everything came so easy, and they were like, oh, you have to study. He was like, what's that?
Yeah.
I just throw the ball 85 yards.
Yeah.
Or Kyle Bowler.
Well, Kyle Bowler, I think he was taken too high in the draft. And those Cal quarterbacks usually didn't play well under Jeff Tedford, except for, you know, Aaron Rodgers came in from Cal and, kind of broke the mold. But he also came in, and I think he had habits of quarterbacks that Cal quarterbacks had of where they hold the ball. And then all of a sudden he just sort of said, you know, screw this. I'm going to be Aaron Rodgers in the NFL. All righty. Let's see. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you for downloading the app and our radio affiliates around the country. We'll try to get a couple of phone calls in here, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Mercedes-Benz, the interview we did with Cam, brought to you by, well, the great folks at Mercedes, the all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz, the vehicle all-electric, the feeling all-Mercedes. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Poll question for hour two is going to be what, Stephen O'Connor?
I think we're going to put up there the college football question that we just stumbled on. The best season by a quarterback. Okay. You have Cam in 2010, Johnny Manziel 2012, Joe Burrow 2019, Jaden Daniels 2023.
Okay.
That's fun.
All right. Yes, Mark.
Sorry, you know what you and Cam should do?
What?
Like every marking period, almost like school, you give him like a report card. You grade a couple of his interviews because he seems like such a fan of yours and vice versa with you. You guys should do that. You could be like the principal.
Well, he'd have to ask for that. I don't want to say, hey, let me grade your
interviews. Almost like you have a school of broadcasting.
I do have one. Yeah, in Orlando, Florida. Yes. Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, by the way, at Full Sail University. Now, you know what I love about Cam is he wants to be great. He wants to learn. And not everybody does who gets into the business. A lot of people think you just hit the, you know, the button and the mic comes on and then you just talk. But he wants to understand how to ask questions. You know, what are you trying to get out of somebody in an interview? Yes, Eaton.
As we knew it happened, and the minute we put the poll question up, people would be like, what, how are you forgetting this one? But there are some good ones there. Well, we're only doing quarterbacks.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Sanders, Reggie Bush, et cetera.
Who are they yelling at? Are they yelling at us to put in who?
Yes. Well, there's a pretty good one that we forgot about.
Okay.
Vince Young. That's a hell of a season that fellow had.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a season.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Vince Young, to me, is more of a career than a season. It's almost like we didn't put Tebow on because it's a season we're discussing here. But Vince Young's last year at Texas, I mean, national title, beating USC, 26 touchdowns passing, ran for 1,000 yards. He clearly belongs in it.
Well, yeah, because he won the national title.
It helps.
If he didn't win the national title and he just put up those numbers, then that's not a great season. But he capped it off with winning that game, winning the national title, and running that touchdown in. Reggie Bush, I would put in there. But I think we're kind of looking at quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's kind of
how. Because Cam was here, and then you're like, compare quarterbacks and quarterbacks kind of thing.
Yeah. And Tim Tebow, did Tebow have a singular great season?
It was more like three great years. Should have been six, by the way. He should have stayed, as I've said for years.
Yeah.
He's not one season, he's three.
By the way, I saw this story, and here we are in Vegas. The mayor of Las Vegas says, and that's Mayor Carolyn Goodman, it doesn't sound like she's thrilled that the Oakland A's are coming to town. So she said the team's stadium plan, quote, does not make sense, and the A's ownership should go back to the drawing board and pitch a new plan in the Bay Area. That doesn't sound like she's excited they're coming to town. She then goes on to say, I personally think the A's got to figure out a way to stay in Oakland to make their dream come true.
what?
But then she says, should that fail, Las Vegas has shown that it is a spectacular market for major league sports franchises.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
What's that? If you're the A's owner, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
I thought that we... Didn't we have a deal on this?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because if I'm an A's fan in Oakland...
I don't want you back.
Nope.
No.
Nope. See you later.
I don't want you back.
All no, this, thank you.
I go get my San Francisco Giants gear,
yeah.
And all of a sudden...
No.
I have a yard sale, and I put my Oakland A's gear out there.
Yes. Yeah, minor league team to get behind something. Yeah. See you later.
Yes, Paul.
We've been discussing this story, and I get more confused the more I read it. You look back, MLB has approved the move. The A's have approved the move. It is happening. I thought it was just a matter of where the A's play the next 2 years while they're getting the stadium together. I didn't think that this was in jeopardy or Vegas didn't want this. It's very confusing.
Well, they want a ballpark on the strip because as soon as you get in from the airport, you drive by the Raiders stadium. I mean, it's right there. And usually they're, you got land that's not expensive land, or maybe you already own the land, and then you could build a stadium on it. But you drive in, you can't miss the stadium right there on the left when you come in. But they're planning a 9-acre, there's a parcel on the Las Vegas Strip, and but they're saying the congestion makes the site less attractive than a larger site in North Las Vegas, which she proposed. The mayor and the city don't have the jurisdiction over the Strip. This is a mess. Yes, Paul.
I see what's going on. This is jockeying for position. It's not whether we have the A's here. It's whether we put it where I want or where other people want. This is going on in Chicago with Arlington Heights and downtown. This feels like the mayor is putting this out there purposely during Super Bowl week for some type of I want it here, you want it there.
Oh, so this could be political is what you're saying.
Shocker.
Oh, go figure.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't see that one coming.
I'm like Chuck Todd over here.
Yeah. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the program. All of our in-studio guests receive a gift bag courtesy of Keeper's Heart, Good Ranchers, Miller Lite, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, King's Hawaiian, and Traeger Grills. We mentioned a couple of the prop bets at, will the game end in a walk-off field goal? I could see that happening. Or maybe a walk-off missed field goal. But Jim Nance will join us coming up next hour. And I'm curious, when you get into these production meetings, and Brett Musburger will know this as well, how much is of Taylor Swift, is her involvement is involved in what you're going to plan here? Now, she's not involved in the conversation, but the cameras of where is she going to be, how much coverage are you going to have with her, and how much is enough? How much is too much? Because you're going to get people saying, why are we showing Taylor Swift again? Nobody ever says, why are we showing Jerry Jones again? Why are we showing Robert Kraft again? But Taylor Swift, that bothers people. And I wonder, CBS is carrying the Super Bowl. At what point do you say, hey, let's not show her after an Isaiah Pacheco touchdown? Or Travis Kelce makes a catch, we're automatically going up there. So I think that's kind of a, I can't remember in all the Super Bowls that I was a part of that there was anything that was sort of on the periphery that you were also covering while you're covering a game. And I think that makes it tricky, and especially for Jim Nance, because you got to make it all work. The camera, the director will go, oh, we got Taylor in the suite there. Well, Jim has to then acknowledge that. And somebody has to tell Tony Romo Taylor Swift is not Travis Kelce's wife. Because Tony keeps saying, oh, they're Travis Kelce's wife. And I'm like, no, still not.
No. I don't know. Are they married or are they just dating? I don't know, Jim. What would you do?
What would you do?
Back to you.
Now, that's where Tony would say, well, if I'm Travis Kelce, would I marry? Yeah, I don't know. What would you do, Jim? That would probably be how Tony would respond to that. So I can ask Jim that, and we'll do our one Tony Romo impersonation to Jim Nance, and then that's it. Okay, do we think he's going to appreciate the Tony Romo impersonation?
It's an interesting word.
Appreciate.
Yes, yes.
Do I think he'll be gracious enough? Yes. Do I think he'll appreciate it?
No. Yes, Todd.
I think he'll be giggling on the inside, but he'll feel like on the outside he can't show that he's enjoying
the making fun of Tony Romo. The old giggling on the inside. By the way, Todd is playing Hurt last night at 1:57 a.m. local time. He went airborne. We're going to do a reenactment of this coming up, just to let people understand the magnitude. And this was serious. I mean, I think
you're poking fun at this. I don't think you're taking it seriously.
No. Todd, listen to my voice. I mean, you fell over a bench, you went airborne, you cut your leg, and you think you may need stitches, but you're here, and we appreciate that.
At the least, I probably need a tetanus shot, but I'm glad you're making fun of it. It's nice.
No, you don't need a tetanus shot.
It gets infected, these things. I don't know.
Did you get bit by a rabbit or a raccoon?
It wasn't a rattlesnake or anything like that, but it was bleeding, and I put soapy water on it, but it's still burning right now. And I lost feeling in part of my left knee.
Oh, stop. You did not. Yes, Marvin.
We need to make a t-shirt, but how do you spell, how do you spell there?
Just the idea of Todd at like 2 in the morning in his whatever his pajamas are going.
I don't even want to know.
I'm pointing at the couch or whatever you call it. I'm cursing out the inanimate
holding
object.
Holding his knee.
Pajamas.
Yeah. Damn you, footstool or bench or ottoman or whatever you may be.
In his underwear.
I was wearing my Twilight Zone Zubaz pants and a t-shirt, I just went flying into this thing, and I'm cursing at the thing that I fell.
It's a Twilight Zone for us who have seen you in those Zubaz pants. That's good.
God, we got to look right in the eye.
Yeah.
Don't look down.
But cursing and yelling at an inanimate object, it's not like a person. It didn't trip me. It was there since I checked
in. Two in the morning.
That's because I had peanut M&Ms at like 1:15, and then 45 minutes later, I had all of a sudden, oh my God, I got to go.
Yes, Paul.
Dan, I think we have a solution. Todd said every night this week he gets out of bed to go to the bathroom, and he walks around the bed to the bathroom, and that bench is in the way. How about this, Todd? Get out the other side of the bed.
That's a thought, but I think it's the whole length of the bed, and then there's a wall there.
If you get out the other side, you could avoid it and go right to the bathroom.
I may have to try that. But in the meantime, I have this wound that you guys think is so hysterical, but that's cool.
No, I didn't say it was funny.
I have a wound.
And it's not a wound.
Why is it a wound?
You have a scrape.
It's more than a scrape.
A wound? Was he in Vietnam?
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers.
I was limping to get my pants on. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to make more of it than it is.
No, you made a ton of it.
I called down to the front desk to find if there's any kind of place where they can check it out, and they said, sir, I took a picture of it, and I sent it to the chief of staff there at the lobby to see, you think I should get this looked at? No, you'll be fine, sir. I did. I asked.
Like the walk-in clinic?
Yeah, some kind of clinic. I don't know if they have that, but they didn't really. They just said, you'll be fine. And
they got clinics in Vegas.
Oh,
sorry.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, now.
They at least pretended to be concerned, unlike you guys.
I'm concerned.
Sorry that you tripped on the thing. And
I'm sorry you tripped on the thing.
I went airborne.
I got it.
I'm a big guy. To be airborne and to land on the thing, and then I bounced off of it, and they rolled to the side under the TV screen.
I hope you lose your leg now. I do.
Oh, good TV.
Yeah.
No, you're rooting for an amputation, right? Yes. I just want to make sure I'm clear as the way you're saying that.
Yes, I do. I want you. You know, it's good content. It's good content.
Amputod.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, come on,
Amputod.
Marvin.
Amputod.
Dang. Anyway, we got Brent Musburger.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, you're looking
a little
live.
Upset now.
You are looking live at Todd's wound there. maybe we'll get Brent to do that.
I put Icy Hot on it. It didn't do a thing. I didn't have anything. I didn't know what to.
You
put.
Don't put. Icy,
what do you put on?
You
it?
Did not put Icy.
I did actually, because it was like burning.
Why would?
Because I thought it would cool it off. Because it was like burning. So the icy part of the Icy Hot.
I love that. Hold on. The idea is Todd travels with Icy Hot too. By the way,
my lower back.
Which is kind of awesome.
You didn't bring a raincoat, but you brought Icy Hot.
Yeah, why would
I have shaving cream, I have Mentos, I have Tic Tacs, and I have the Icy Hot. And
why would you bring Icy Hot?
My lower back stiffens up sometimes.
But then why would you put it on an open wound?
I just got caught up in the icy part of Icy Hot. If it's burning, I need something cold. I didn't have ice. I didn't want to walk down the hall at 2:30 in the morning filling up my little ice bucket. So I'm like, I'm going to put this little Icy Hot on and see what happens.
But then there's icy. There's also the hot part of Icy Hot.
Yeah, then exactly.
They don't call it icy.
About 60 seconds later, it burned more than ever. You're right. Once the hot part kicked in. You're absolutely right. It was a mistake.
See, this is where the audience, they can actually see that this goes on every day, and it's not an act, and this is what Todd is all about right here. Yeah.
Because they're actually seeing it go on in the breaks when the mic's not
on. Yes,
wow, he really does.
Okay. During the next break, we'll do a dramatic reenactment of you nearly losing your leg.
About a 3-inch gash. I just want you to know. I don't know if you got it close enough.
I saw it.
It's like across the bottom of my knee.
Do we have
Todd,
a doctor?
If that gash is 3 inches, you've been lying about that.
Do we have a nurse? We do have a nurse here in the building.
That's good to know.
Okay. Do you want to have her look at your wound?
I would, actually, because I'm walking with a little bit of a limp.
If it was a male nurse, he'd say no.
It is. Yeah, it is a female. But yeah, I can have her look at this wound.
Looks a little discolored. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, but she can be the one who decides that. How about I take a break here, okay? We accomplished absolutely nothing.
Zero.
Yes, zero. All right, we'll take a break. Brent Musburger will join us coming up next year on a beautiful day here at the Fountain Blue in Las Vegas.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental wealth podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One of the members of our studio audience, Carol's a nurse, and she came up to look at Todd's injury.
That was very sweet of her to do.
Yes, it was. And it sounds like everything's good. No amputation. Don't need any shots.
Rooting for me to, like, lose my leg, though. I'm working with you, like, over 20 years. You're like, hey, maybe it'll take your leg off and you could limp home.
But is that good content for the show?
It's good content. I know deep down I don't think you would mean that you'd want me to.
Stop being so selfish, Todd.
Yeah, why don't you give back to the show? Lose a leg. Get back to the show.
I got Carol's number in case this gets in bed.
That's not why you have Carol's number, dude.
It's nobody's business between me and Carol. That's between me and Carol.
Yeah. He wanted to know about her bedside manner and not the bedside manner you're thinking. As
you know what? Yeah. Place something in private.
Yeah, you can't do that. I heard you say you have very good bedside manner.
I did. I didn't mean anything. Like, she had that business.
Brent Musburger is a Hall of Famer. And he's going to be busy this weekend. He's going to be the countdown to kickoff with Brent Musburger and airing Sunday mornings at noon Eastern on VSIN, VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. You can find out more, VSIN.com. Let's welcome in Brent Musburger.
Look at this. You've got a live audience. Oh,
laddie.
Holy laddie. Yeah. How are you?
Hi, buddy.
We got the whole gang.
Yeah. We brought them all out.
Microphone sponsored by Mercedes.
Yep.
Wow, that's great.
We got it all. Yeah, got to pay for this trip, Brent.
Listen, how about this crowd?
It's awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
Terrific.
If I would have told you 10 years ago we're having a Super Bowl in Vegas, you would have said what?
I would have left.
Yeah. How did we get here?
Well, the Supreme Court brought us here. When they legalize gambling on sports, the NFL realizes we got to embrace this in some manner, because otherwise it could get out of our control. For example, let me give you a prop you can't bet on this week, okay?
Yeah.
The number of yellow flags that will be thrown. The NFL insisted, with DraftKings, FanDuel, all the rest, and we stay away from the officiating. And they agreed to do that. Otherwise, offshore, you were always able to bet how many penalties, how many holding calls, you know, things like that. So the NFL became part of it, and now gambling's a big sponsor. The other side of it is Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, he helped Mark Davis get the Raiders in here. And then Mark Bedain, who was in working with the Raiders, built this beautiful stadium, Allegiant. And the rest is history. Mark and Jerry lobbied the league, and here we are with a Super Bowl in Las Vegas.
What made the commissioner kind of change his opinion? He was worried about the integrity of the sport.
Yeah,
has changed to ensure the integrity of the sport?
I think you have to stay close with it. Now, and most of the betting, as your audience knows, because some of them do, you bet on your phones. You know, it's all the apps that you go to. In the old days, we used to come out here and my buddy Jimmy the Greek, we would go to the Barbary Coast and stand in line at a window. And I said, Greek, how come you always come to the Barbary Coast? He said, Brent, because in parlays, ties win. Okay, so so now the Greek and I, I use the phone because I live here in Las Vegas and have the different apps with the casinos. But, and you know, you're tracked. I mean, everybody's got a cell phone.
Yeah.
So you get ads that come your way based upon what you're looking at. I mean, the technology is unbelievable, tracks you where you are, knows all things about you. And so, listen, they know about every gambler who comes on board, whether he's the $20,000 better or the $20 better. They know.
What's the most you bet on a football game?
On a single game? And the Greek and I, maybe 5,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's back in the 70s that you bet $5,000?
Yeah, that was in the 80s.
Okay.
Good story.
Yes.
So, the Eagles, coached by Dick Vermeil, are playing the Raiders, owned by Al Davis. And you should know, I think I've told you about this before, the Greek and Al Davis were the closest of friends. I don't ever remember Jimmy coming on the NFL Today without having talked to Al either on Saturday night or Sunday morning. They're getting the latest scoop, okay, around the league. So Al said to Jimmy, we were down in New Orleans, and he said, Greek, you called him Greek. Greek, the Eagles aren't fast enough to stay with us. They don't have enough speed. And Al was a speed guy. That's what made the Raiders in the early days.
So this is the Super Bowl. Ron Jaworski against the Raiders.
Yep.
Rod Martin. Okay.
You remember him?
Yeah.
Jaws.
Yeah.
So the Greek came. Right. How much money can you raise?
Okay. Raise.
I said, well, let me go around and see. So I think I was collecting $5 bills from somebody that we get together. And it was no contest. I mean, the Raiders got it on top and took it home. And I think it was the biggest win of the Greek's life.
That sounds like insider trading there, Brent, is what that does.
You know, to that point, the integrity of the game, insider trading, that's why the NFL has always been the best of all the pro leagues about injuries. Injuries are critical information for bettors, okay? I was asked by somebody yesterday, I was over at Circa, at the VSiN studio, and I was asked, how's Kittle's toe? I said, well, I'm assuming it's going to be okay because they have a, but we won't get our first injury report until today. Today is actually the first practice day for the Niners and the Chiefs.
We're talking to Brent Musburger, the Hall of Famer. You've had this incredible career. You're part of the reason why I got in this business because I saw what you were doing. I didn't know how to get there, but you were talking football. You had people on the set, and then you started hosting a lot of different things. But were you at the poolside with Joe Namath at the Fontainebleau in Miami when he made the prediction?
Yeah, I sure was.
Now, you're a reporter in Chicago.
I am.
Correct?
Chicago's American, okay? Afternoon paper owned by the Tribune. It had been a Hearst paper, and the Chicago Tribune company bought it, so it was an afternoon paper, and I was there at Super Bowl III. And it's an amazing story because a group of us, Jerry Green was there from Detroit, Cy Burek from Dayton. So we got in our cars, and I think we took a couple taxis, actually. They were staying in Lauderdale. So we went up to the hotel, and in those days, today, if you try to go into the hotel, out of Lake, you're going to get stopped at the door. You're not going in to see anybody from the Chiefs or the Niners. But in those days, it was wide open. So we went to the bellman and asked him, you know, is there anybody around from the Jets? Hey, Namath is out back by the pool. Bada bing. Out we go. There were people, Dan, he was so accommodating. There were fans out there. They had surrounded his lounge chair and getting his autograph and asking him about the game, and he was just stretched out enjoying the sunshine. And so about half dozen of us went out there and interviewed him. Now, he actually made the promise that they were going to win the night before at a dinner, at a gala at a country club. That's where he first made it, okay. All right? I was there with Dave Anderson from the New York Times and my wife. We went out and had dinner, and he stood up. He said it kind of matter-of-factly, okay, I guarantee we'll win this game. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, you know, it later sounded like it was braggadocio, but he didn't express it that way. He just, okay, we're going to win. And away we went. We spent out there at poolside. There's the famous picture of us out there. And well, we were out there for a good hour with him. And he finally had to go in for a meeting. But Joe was always great with fans. I mean, people even now, he lives down in Jupiter, Florida, when I lived down there, and people would stop him for his autograph and that. And
but I wonder if the Jets don't win that game, what happens, what changes, if anything, in the NFL,
well,
AFL?
I'm not so sure that the complete merger comes about, to tell you the truth.
The
most important game in the history of what we now call the National Football League, okay? Mm-hmm. The first game, which I covered as a writer, was in the Los Angeles Coliseum. Chiefs were there, and they lost to Vince Lombardi and the Packers. Lombardi, he felt a lot of pressure, Dan, and he hid the Packers up in Santa Barbara. And he made it clear to all of us, stay away. We never talked to Lombardi before the game. Hank Stram, come on, let's have a cocktail in Long Beach. You know what I'm saying? He was entirely
so Vince
different.
Is worried that if they lost to the AFL.
Yeah, he felt the pressure of the entire National Football League on his shoulders.
And then
we later talked a long time about it.
Yeah.
And he said it was the most pressure he'd ever felt going into a game. So, all right, the NFL wins the first two. Okay, they go down and they win the second one. Packers, and that was Vince's last game when he beats the Raiders. Last game as coach of the Packers. So then we come to Super Bowl III. And because of what Vince had accomplished the first 2 years, all the bookmakers out here made the Colts an 18-point favorite, okay? An 18-point favorite, okay? You talk about easy money if you were a Jets fan, okay? And you knew Vinny down in the bar or something, you know what I'm saying? So it was stunning. Earl Morrill, Johnny Unitas, both quarterbacking the Colts, couldn't get it done. And the Jets one going away, and now suddenly that forces the hand. We got to have a complete merger between the old AFL and the NFL. It is the most important game in the history of the league, bar none. I mean, that and the first one, because the Packers were able to beat the Chiefs in Super Bowl I.
We're talking to Brent Musburger, the Hall of Famer. The state of where we are, can you have too much football?
It's a good question. You know, we'll see what the ratings are with the Spring League coming up, Dan. We'll watch and see what eyeballs. I mean, I'm as amazed as these folks are out here at what Taylor Swift was able to accomplish with the ratings this year. I mean, like the fact that she's around or not, it's irrelevant. It has been great for the NFL. It has been, I can't believe how many youngsters now watch the games because of her. They follow her. Mm-hmm. And it's a demographic that's been added to the league. So certainly what we've come through out of COVID in that, I don't think so right now, not with the National Football League. And of course, the commissioner announcing on Monday that the Eagles are going to go down and be one of the, they'll be the home team in Brazil on that Friday. Now, that's another night, you know. Thursday will be the opening. The champion Sunday will host a game on Thursday. But then Friday, the Eagles will host a game down in Brazil. And then on Sunday, everybody will be in action, and there will be finally a game on Monday.
One of our favorite moments, you were in the booth with Kirk Herbstreit, and Eminem came into the booth.
Oh, I was so hoping he'd make it to the Super Bowl so we could have both he and Taylor Swift sing the national anthem. You know, I just thought that was...
Okay, how much did you know about Eminem when he came into the booth?
I knew his name, and that was about it.
Okay. Well, you kept calling him Mathers.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mathers.
Mathers.
Hey, Mathers.
Mathers, how are you, Mathers? You know, it was interesting, Mathers. He wasn't high. Now, everybody thinks he was, because he came in, he's standing between Herbstreit and me, and he was not familiar with the monitors, so he was looking at himself. And he kind of froze on the camera, and everybody came and said, "Oh, Brent, you had Eminem on, and he was so hot." I said, "He wasn't." You know, it was great. We laughed about it.
Well, now that you tell me that, because he's like looking, and his eyes are big.
His eyes are huge, and he's looking at himself, okay? You know, because we've got the monitors there.
I thought he was kind of mocking you guys or, like, messing with you guys.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But
he could have been nicer. And also, he was a knowledgeable fan, you know. And when you see him at the Lions games and that, he knows what's going on out there.
So he wasn't high, but you and Herbstreit were high when you were doing the game. Is that...
Don't give away my secrets. These are my good friends out here. You know what I'm saying?
You haven't done a gummy in a while, have you?
Yeah, right.
We were wondering about a football Hall of Fame. Basketball has a basketball Hall of Fame. So you can be a great college player and go into the basketball Hall of Fame, or great, you know, or an NBA player. Football doesn't have that. Would you like to see a universal football Hall of Fame? So Tim Tebow's in the Hall of Fame. Cam Newton is in the Hall of Fame. Johnny Manziel would be in the Hall of Fame because of what they did in college.
Well, that's interesting. I never thought about it. And because we have Canton for the NFL, and that's a wonderful Hall of Fame for football.
Are you in the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Not that I know of. I was on gummy when I...
So contributions to the game. You started the pregame show.
Yeah, that's an interesting story because...
Would you like me to write a letter on your behalf? I did this for John Facenda because I said it's a travesty that the voice of the NFL is not in the Hall of Fame, and I give them credit. They responded to me, and they put him in the Hall of Fame. You know what? I'm going to do that. You should be... No, I'm serious. I would do that.
Thank you, man.
I would do that. You should be in the profile. You were the first pregame show, Brent. You've been... I'm pissed off, you know, that you're not in the Hall of Fame. Okay. Let me work on that.
Thank you.
You should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Contributions to the game. You should be.
I want to take you back to the first pregame show that we did.
Okay.
As to how it started.
Now, can I take a break?
Sure.
And then we come back and give you a little bit more time?
Sure.
Okay. All right. We'll come back with the future Pro Football Hall of Famer, Brent Musburger, right after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Hall of Famer, and maybe one of these days in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Brent Musburger, managing editor of VSiN. And a countdown to kickoff with Brent. That'll be Sunday mornings, noon Eastern. And it's the Sports Betting Network. Find out more at VSIN.com. All right, before the break, you were telling us when you started the first pregame show.
Yeah, we had announcers who went to the games to do halftime and postgame.
Yeah.
And I was one. And we got a call from the head of sports at CBS, Bob Wessler. And he said, Brent, you know, Jack Whitaker and Pat Summerall tape a show on Friday, okay? He said, but I want to eliminate that and go live for the 30 minutes, okay? And he said, do you know Irv Cross? And I laughed, and I said, I know him very well because we were at Northwestern together. And I was a gopher, really, for the Daily Northwestern. The sports editor was an upperclassman, and so I would have to go get quotes from Coach Eric Parsegian, who was there before he went to Notre Dame, and Irv. And I said, Irv is a delightful, delightful man. And I said, heck of an athlete. So it was going to be the two of us. And about 6 weeks later, I get a call from Mr. Wessler, and he said, Brent, do you know a Miss America by the name of Phyllis Jore? And I go, Bob, I'm sorry, but I really don't follow the Miss America pageant. I said, if you ask me who the quarterback is for the Colts, I might be able to tell you. And he said, I want to bring her in on the show. Now, I'm not going to say no, you know, let's do it. And it was a great addition because Irv and I had rehearsed and practiced in halftime. We know how to do the highlights and all that. But Phyllis was one of those special personalities, Dan. She lit up a room.
Yeah.
And at that time, there were no women sportscasters around, okay? There was a Jane Chastain was working at it down in Miami, and that was the only one I remember. But the folks, the men in particular, they welcomed Phyllis on a Sunday morning. And she wound up being just a great host. And then the next year, this summer, I get a call. Brent, you know a gambler by the name of Jimmy the Greek. And I said, are you kidding? When I stopped by Las Vegas, of course I know the Greek. I want to put him on the show. And I hesitated there, and I said, what's the commissioner think? Oh, we're going to have a meeting with him. He's going to be fine. Now, the one thing I knew about Pete Rozelle, I'd always seen him at the Kentucky Derby. I knew he was a horse player. I'd see him at Akron. So I said, well, he knows a little bit about gambling. So we had a delightful meeting. It was Wessler, the Greek, and Brent over in Park Avenue, the NFL office. Could not have been nicer. And we get up to leave, and he said, one thing. He said, I'd like to ask a favor. Now, when a commissioner tells the three of us a favor, you know it's an order coming down the line, okay? He said, I want you guys, when you do your show, please don't mention -3, +7. Now, look, I'm thinking, wait a minute. That's the whole point of this exercise. So, but we all said, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And on the way back, we said, what are we going to do? And we brought in some of the technical people, and we rehearsed, and they managed to devise the checkboard for the Greek. People remember those early days, okay. And if the Greek checked about 4 on one side, you knew it was +7. That team's going to cover the deal. Like, oh, it was. And then one day, about 3 years later, the Greek took ill and couldn't make the show. We found out on Saturday, and I said, well, listen, my friend Pete Rose is in town, and I knew he liked to gamble on anything that moved. So I called Pete, and I said, Pete, I know this is Brent. I said, listen, a favor, can you come over? And so he came over. And to this day, when I run into him, he said, you should have kept me. I was a better handicapper than the Greek. Okay, that was my guy, Pete Rose. Okay.
Should Pete be in the Hall of Fame?
Absolutely, and I would put an asterisk at the bottom of it. I think the bottom of the plaque should read he was suspended in whatever the year was for gambling on baseball. I think it should be in there. I don't think you should ignore history, and that's part of history.
Yeah, and also, you know, if he bet when he was playing, then I understand that. If he manipulated games, I know what he did as a manager, but I still have to. It's like when you cheat in grad school, I can't take away what you did in your undergrad.
Exactly.
And that's why, you know, I look at Pete and those are two separate things. He is Brent Musburger, Hall of Famer, lead broadcaster, managing editor of Las Vegas Stats and Information Network, VSiN, the original member of NFL Today, CBS. And you can learn more. The Sports Betting Network, Countdown to Kickoff with Brent Musburger. It's great to have you in, you as always.
Hey, thank you, Brent.
Ladies
what
and gentlemen.
Staff. What a staff.
Yeah, I do.
How about these people getting up early in the morning out here? All right.
Jim Nance will join us coming up next. Final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Marvin, Fritzy, Seton, Paulie, yours truly, and a great audience here at the Fontainebleau Hotel.
Absolutely.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.